If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
This season, a new hot deal has arrived at Metro. $25 a line for 4 lines with all the data you need and 4 free Samsung Galaxy A15 5G phones. Getting Metro's best deals is easy. No ID required, no activation fees. Get a new number or keep your own. It's up to you. That's 4 lines for $25 a line plus 4 free phones. Visit a store or go online today. Only at Metro by T-Mobile.
When you join Metro plus tax, for a limited time and subject to change. Max one offer per account.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Has your kid ever said something that put you in an embarrassing situation?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. Or were you the kid that said the thing that made things awkward for your family?
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. This just happened with one of our kids, and we're going to tell you about it and take your calls after Foof. Migs, as I understand, yesterday you had one of those priceless, embarrassing moments with your daughter, Tatum.
Taryn, this is one of those moments where I wish I had my phone recording just so I could have got the... just got it all on so you could hear it, but like it was one of those things where I couldn't even get her to repeat it because she was so embarrassed. So my wife and Tatum, they go to Adventurers, which is kind of like a Boy Scouts meets Girl Scouts. It's through the church, and it's a lot of fun. She does it every Wednesday, and they have a blast. So they came home from an Adventurers club, and we're having dinner, and Sid's just like, oh, yeah, Tatum got embarrassed, which, you know, she's like, I don't want her to feel too embarrassed because it's good that she's willing to like just volunteer when anything is asked of her. And I'm like, that's cool. I'm like, well, what happened? She's like, she got embarrassed because she told a joke. I guess somebody said, does anybody have a good joke to the kids? And Tim's like, I do. And I'll just say the joke. I wrote it down because I was like, I had to walk away. I was like, oh my gosh. And remember, this is through the church.
Oh God.
So this is a very, like, everybody there is religious, right? So Tatum's joke in front of the entire room was, why did Jesus die on the cross? And I'm like, what's the punchline? And the punchline was, because nobody liked him. And I'm like, what? So Sid's like, nobody was like... So they're all... And Tatum's trying to explain herself. She's like, I was just trying to do something that was Easter. I was like, you know what? Props to you for trying to come up with a joke that's topical. I think that's awesome. And, you know, I was like, Dad, for his job... says a lot of bad jokes, so it's okay. You just kind of move on. You just kind of like set and forget it. Kind of, you know, you just kind of have to go on. And then she says, what I should have said. And I'm like, okay, well, what should you have said? She goes, well, the joke I should have said, because she's been like thinking about this apparently.
Oh my God.
She goes, why did Jesus die on the cross? I'm like, okay, why? She's like, and her punchline was because a chicken jumped on his head. And then at that point, since like towards the kitchen, she's like, maybe we should just do any Jesus jokes in the future. I think I should just stay away from the Jesus jokes.
We'll just practice them at home before we debut them to the congregation.
I know, like she was embarrassed. I was like, nah, don't be embarrassed. It's not. Worst things have been said. I think your heart was in the right place. You were trying to do a topical joke. It's Easter. Jesus is Easter. I get it, but yeah, didn't go over very well with the crowd.
Fell a little flat.
Yeah.
So based on this. Rockaholic says, your kid ever said something that put you in an embarrassing situation? Or maybe you were the kid that said something that made things weird for your family. 206-803-ROCK. We do have a caller that says their colonoscopy got weird thanks to their kid. We're going to chat with them very shortly. But first, Richard from Granite Falls, tell us your story about when your kid made it weird.
Good morning, guys.
What's up, Richard?
So, this was my son was during football season and stuff, you know, we're at the stadium helping him and his teammates, you know, putting pads on and their jerseys on and stuff. And my wife's helping our son, and all of a sudden he yells out, "Child predator."
Was he pointing at you?
No, his mom was helping him tuck in his jersey. And this is, you know, in front of the stands, you know, all of his teammates are around, and he just blurts out, "Child predator." And then we're telling him, "You can't be saying that kind of stuff, you know." And his teammates are yelling at him too, you know, and talking about like feeling so embarrassed and like feeling really small, you know, because all the parents heard it, half the stand heard it, you know, and oh yeah, talk about embarrassing and just like looking around, feeling like who's watching it, you know. Oh yeah,
Imagine walking through the crowd, and be like, "I swear I'm not a child predator. I don't know why he said that. I promise you, like, here's my information. You could do a background check on me. I'm totally on the up and up."
206-803-ROCK. When did your kid make it awkward for your family? Trevor from Yelm, tell us your story. Tell us your story.
I'm here. All right. So this story is about my wife and our 2-year-old. So my wife, she has to get a colonoscopy soon, and she had to drop off a fecal sample beforehand, on and so forth. And so she takes our 2-year-old with her to the doctor's office, and, you know, she goes in, say, "Hey, I'm here to, you know, drop this off." They go, "Okay, go into this back room, you know, put it in the box or whatever." And then she comes out, and our 2-year-old goes, "Mommy, where's your poo-poo?" And like super loud. 2-year-olds, you know, they don't have a volume control.
No.
And my wife just gets beet red. And the icing on the cake is the doctor's office was full house. I mean, every seat was taken. It was very packed that day. And she could hear, you know, like a few people chuckle, a few people actually laugh and everything like that. So then, you know, my wife just rushes out.
Yeah, I was going to say, I'm not saying like it's like a male female thing, but in a sense, like I feel like a male could kind of like handle that and just be like, you know, it's still embarrassing, but I feel like that's something that a woman does not want to have like broadcast in front of everybody, even though people do know why she's there.
Right. And then so for the rest of the day, my 2-year-old, you know, little boy, he just keeps going up to my wife, going, "Mommy, where's your poo-poo?" And just like, you know, she goes grocery shopping, you know, she goes and picks our 4-year-old up from school and all this stuff. And just for the rest of the day, he just keeps doing it. And it's like, dude, stop.
He's just very worried about that poo-poo.
That's just his new catchphrase.
Oh, no. Oh, that's beautiful.
Someone just texted in with a good one. I'm going to try and tactfully read this one because this is just insane to me. They texted at 206-803-ROCK, and it said, when I was a kid, I told the "how do you circumcise a redneck" joke to my grandparents and their church group, and they were not too amused. Do you know the answer to that joke?
I do not.
How do you circumcise a redneck? Redneck? You kick his sister in the jaw.
Oh!
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.